Welcome to the Local Spotlight Show here at WJBM Studios in Jerseyville, Illinois, the voice of the Tri-Counties. I am Chris Lorton. I am your host again today. How about that? And in studio today, I have a couple old friends. I think they're older than me. That makes me they're really old friends. And some Calhouners. One from the north end, one from the south end. From the south end,
yeah, we like each other, by the way.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, it used to be like, that's the way it was, kind of a little bit maybe, but yeah. North end, we got Brad Vaca, and south end, we got Bernie Wallendorf. Welcome, both of you.
Thank you.
How you guys doing?
Thank you. It's good to be here.
Yes. And you're here because you are... Bernie, you're now president of the St. Vincent de Paul organization.
I am. I just recently took over for Brad, who's moving up in the organization to a council level. I'll take over as president at our conference level.
I see. And Brad's going on to Springfield to run the Springfield department.
Springfield District Council Diocese.
You must have did well here at Calhoun.
Or there was no one else that would take it.
how long have you been involved in St. Vincent de Paul?
Originally with my original parish in Collinsville, Illinois, St. Peter and Paul. I got a taste of it there. And then came to Calhoun 20 years ago. And after retirement, decided that we needed a council in Calhoun. So myself and another retired gentleman, Jim Twitchell, started it about 7 years ago in Calhoun.
How about you, Bernie? How long have you been involved?
I guess it's probably been over 2 years, between 2 and 3 years now I've been there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And what brought you to the organization?
Well, you know, after retirement, I was reflecting
when did you retire?
I retired in 2019. Okay. Or no, I'm sorry, 2017.
Okay.
Yeah, time flies.
Yes. And after you retired?
I was looking for some, you know, something to occupy the time. I really, you know, because I do have a disability, so my physical opportunities were pretty limited. Mm-hmm. So I was really looking for something that I could, you know, hold up, bring some meaningful things to my life. And I knew that, you know, being a Catholic, I kind of did a self inventory and like, well, here I am as Catholic. How am I stacking up as a Catholic? And in doing so, I kind of realized that, you know, I'm kind of going through the motions and, doing all the things that Catholics are obliged to do, but never really taking that next step. And I felt like something was missing. I had to do something more in my life, yeah. Something that would develop a more personal relationship with God.
Uh-huh.
And so in looking at this opportunity, it just so happened that Jimmy Frankie, a mutual friend, I think, of all of ours,
mm-hmm.
Said, hey, there's an opening on the board of St. Vincent de Paul, and would you be interested in taking a look at it and maybe setting on since he was retiring from that position. And I said, sure, you know, it seemed like a good opportunity and a good structured way that I could try to explore this thing that's been weighing on my mind. And so as I did that, once I got in there, I was instantly just amazed. I marveled at the things, the opportunities that St. Vincent de Paul gave the underserved in Calhoun. The thing they were doing was providing all kinds of hope to folks that really suffered a lot of otherwise hopelessness and despair.
Really?
Yes.
And there's a lot of that going on.
There is. There's more than you think.
Yeah.
There is these folks that seemingly nobody sees. They
really?
Kind of live in the seams of the county.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think if you just looked at the numbers of the folks that we serve and we help, it would bear truth to that.
And you help them with food, clothing,
food.
Opportunities of some sort? Or
yeah,
what?
All the above.
Okay.
Food, clothing, primarily through our pantry and Winnie's Closet, which is our place that we give out clothing and and toiletries and things like that.
I got you. Where's that located?
It's located at our pantry in Hardin on French Street.
All right.
Yeah.
Now, who was Brad? Maybe you can answer this question. Who was Saint Vincent de Paul?
Saint Vincent de Paul was he was a saint, but he was a priest back in the 1700s that serviced the poor in the revolution era of French Revolution. And there was a lot of poor, there was a lot of downtrodden folks, and he was a priest and became a saint. And then about 100 years later, Frederick Ozanam, which was a college student, him and prayer group friends of his got together and they formed the Society of St. Vincent de Paul. And they also worked with the poor and started the organization in 1833. And then it's grown since then. The late 1800s, I can't remember when, about 1880 something, they brought it to St. Louis for the national group here. So our group in the U.S. is out of St. Louis. It started at the old cathedral, downtown St. Louis, back in the late 1800s. And there are over 800,000 Vincentians across the world in pretty much every country.
Vincentians. That's what you call yourself.
Yep.
Vincentians.
Yeah.
Okay. And you guys have a big benefit dinner coming up. Now, financially, how do you guys get money? I know you got this dinner coming up. You get some money there, but how else do you get money?
It's all donations from local sources.
I mean, when you get money, then you're buying things that you can give away, or people can donate food at the food pantry.
Correct. We have the Girl Scouts do a drive every year for us. There's a number of different organizations
that
do food
drives.
That's right. At Christmas, we've been a part of that for 7 years.
I think this is
at Sinclair Foods.
Uh huh. We do that at Sinclair's. WJBM kind of sponsors it, and it's coming off in November, just a couple weeks.
Yeah.
We'll be doing that. So, you gather food, put it in your food pantry throughout the year, whenever you can.
Right. And we also get food from three major sources, the Peoria Midwest Food Bank, the St. Louis Food Bank, and Operation Food Search, which is also in St. Louis. And they're regional or national organizations that get government funding. They buy food. They get food from local stores, like close to out of code kind of things, and they donate it to them, and then we get it through them, and then we redistribute it. So we have about $100,000 annual budget that we in terms of revenue.
$100,000
we had up until this past year, and that's why we're having the fundraiser, because we've had three major donors. That one passed away, one moved out of the county, and one retired and just doesn't have the income anymore. So, and then also all of our government funding is basically dried up. There's just no money available through the government sources. So we're running about $60,000 behind this year, compared to the previous year. So we're down quite a bit. Hence the fundraiser that we're trying to pull off November 1st.
Yes, November 1st. Hey, if you're just joining us, I have Brad Vaca with St. Vincent de Paul. Now he's going to be the president in Springfield Diocese. And Bernie Waldorf has taken over the president of the Calhoun Diocese, or Calhoun organization of St. Vincent de Paul. And is it all guys? You got women too?
No.
Guys and gals?
No, guys and gals.
Okay. How many is in your membership at Calhoun?
We have about 40 total. Yeah. That they're volunteers. We have 18 members of our board, and we've got five officers. We have Bernie as our president. Bernie, you talk about that, because once you're elected president, you appoint your officers.
I was just appointed just last meeting, so we're in the process of forming our officers. I think we've got three of them nailed down pretty well, and we're looking for another. We have co-vice presidents. We have a treasurer and secretary already available, and one vice president, so we'll be looking for that additional vice president to serve.
I got a question for you guys. I know you're retired. In a way, you're retired. Do we ever really retire?
Exactly.
I don't know about that. But how much time do you put in to doing this organization? How much time do you put in? Like, I'm saying like a week or a month. What would you say, Bernie?
Oh, gosh. You know, it widely varies, and it depends on the circumstances and the particular opportunity or issue at hand that we have to address. So it may be quite involved. We may be spending, multiple hours in the week, maybe 12, 15 hours through the week at some point. And other points, maybe, it might be 5 to 6 hours. That's been my experience in the early going here. Now, as I get involved in the presidency, I'm sure my requirements of time are going to expand. So, but I'm ready for that. I'm ready for that.
What would you say on that, Brad?
Again, just echoing what Bernie mentioned, it just depends. We have a hotline that people call into, and depending upon what the need of the individual is, we do everything. So, anything that a person could possibly need, rent, utilities, food, clothing, medical, a ride to the doctor, a new house, a new porch put on.
Really?
We've done everything.
And
we've had homeless people. We get housing for homeless. We're dealing with three homeless families right now. We've found people that live in shacks, literally in shacks along the river. And we help them find new places. We help them get electrical to their facility. I mean, we had one guy that was living up on the Illinois River, basically in an old abandoned motorhome, and he had taken wood that he'd been able to scrape together and built a structure around it because it leaked, and he had no electrical, no running water, nothing. So we were able to. With the funding that we were given from our donors, we were able to bring electrical to his shack and, help him along with.
Now, do you hire that out or do the members go together?
We do both. In this case, we had members that helped and put it together. We've done it. We've put heaters in people's homes. We've put new air conditioners in people's homes. We've paid for rent. We paid for mortgage payments. We pay for anything to keep the people in their home. That's we partner with other people, with other agencies in the region. Illinois Valley Economic Development Group is another government-funded place where the needy can get clothing. I mean, not clothing, but utility assistance for electrical, for water, for heating. So we partner with a bunch of different groups. We at one point we had mental health facilities that were available that we had a partnership with, but that's recently gone away. But again, anything that the needy are they have to have for sustenance, we're there.
Yeah.
And we also the cool thing about St. Vincent de Paul Society is that we meet people in their homes. So we go to their homes and we assess with home visitors. We assess their needs and help them. Our philosophy is we're not a hand out, we're a hand up. And if you actually look at it on our brochure here, our annual report, we have that shown there. It's a hand up.
Oh yeah, yeah.
So we're not just servicing the poor and their needs. We're trying to get them out of poverty by helping them with education, helping them with daycare. We haven't been as successful with those kind of opportunities because there's hardly the resources in Calhoun are pretty minimal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think I can add to Brad's point. When we have our meetings, we're constantly, or frequently, I would say, always assessing ourselves to make sure that we're not thinking that we're an organization that's helping someone else. We're partners with these unfortunate individuals, and we work with them to improve their lives. Not necessarily, we do not want them to think that they're receiving charity, because they're not. We're partnering with them to help
mentoring
improve
them. Trying to mentor
mentoring them. Mentoring, providing structure for them where they can find their way.
Yeah, like, okay.
Financial counseling. Mm-hmm. We've done spiritual counseling. Just to have someone to call, because these people are downtrodden. They're depressed. They're looking for jobs they can't find. They just have, some of them have mental issues, and sometimes we just call on them to figure out what's going on. What can we do to help?
The type of people we serve can vary widely. It can be help a gas bill, an electric bill, a water bill, provide a gas card or something to that effect. Or it can be on the other extreme, where it's a more serious issue, where these folks are kind of ingrained in their environment, and it takes more of a case management approach. Fortunately, we've got our secretary is a professional, has a professional background in that, and she kind of can guide the structure of that to help these folks.
And all you guys, and all of you, are doing this free. You're not, nobody's
We have on. No paid staff.
No paid staff. Okay. Everybody's volunteering and always looking for new members, right?
Absolutely. There's more need than we can actually supply.
Okay. Well, let's talk about this dinner. Sounds like a great organization to support. We got the dinner November 1st. Doors open at 5 p.m. and it's going to be at Knights of Columbus in Hardin. $25 per person. You can get a whole table for $160.
Yep. Table of eight.
Yep. And who do they contact for this?
They can contact, if they want tickets, they're on sale at the parish offices, St. Francis of Assisi in Hardin, and then Blessed Trinity down in Brussels. And then there are also all the banks have tickets. You can get tickets at all the banks.
All the banks in Calhoun.
Yep.
Correct.
Okay.
And you can call me, 314-608-9302.
Okay. And the doors open at 5, but you got a keynote speaker.
That's right.
Yeah. Tell us about this guy.
Zip Rezepa.
Yes. Zip Rezepa. We've heard that name before.
Yes, we have. He's a character.
Was it with Channel 2?
I think it was Channel 2, Channel 4 back in the day.
Yeah. And you got a fried pork chop dinner, and you have some music, got some entertainment going on. Yeah. Who's entertaining?
CEC band.
CEC?
Yeah, Calhoun Entertainment.
Okay.
Company. Yep. And Jerry Sievers and his merry band of musicians. So they put on like a little comedy thing with their, I can't remember the name of their.
Well, is it the Crypt Kickers?
The Crypt Kickers, yeah.
The Crypt Kickers. Well, if they're involved, that entertainment's going to be worth $25.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, for sure. And the pork chop. Sounds like you might be selling this too cheap. $25, you get a dinner and a show.
Well, we want you to bring your checkbook, too. So,
So what else you got going on that night? You got any auctions or anything like that?
We're going to have a small amount of auction materials, but that's not the intent. The intent is we're going to have some witnesses of some of our members or our clients, or we call them neighbors.
Okay, a witness. Explain what a witness is, because there's some people who might not understand that.
You want to take that one, Bernie, or?
Well, a witness is simply someone that experienced the assistance that St. Vincent de Paul has provided for.
Okay.
And they will hopefully give a testimonial as to how we've helped them.
That'll be nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'll be real good.
And I'm going to talk about the guy in the shack that he's no longer with us, but I'm going to talk a little bit about what we did for him over the 5 or 6 years we helped him and how appreciative he was of what we did for him. We actually got him one of our members donated a camper trailer. It was a nice camper, and he went from his shack, and he lived in the last 2 or 3 years of his life. He lived in that camper, which was way more comfortable than the wooden shack that he had.
Mm-hmm. Now, do they have a St. Vincent de Paul here in Jersey County and Green County?
Yes, there's one in Jerseyville.
There's one in Jersey?
Yeah, I believe it's associated with St. Francis.
Okay.
Church.
And Green County have one, another organization as well?
I do not believe Green has one.
Okay. All right. Well,
There's one in Carlinville. There's one in Collinsville, Edwardsville, Wood River, Jacksonville, and Quincy are the ones that we have currently in the Springfield Diocese.
All right. Is there anything else that people need to know?
If you don't have an opportunity to go to the event, we do have on our website, or not our website, I'm sorry, on our Facebook page, a link to the PayPal Giving Fund, which you can donate to. And through that, it will automatically take you to the St. Vincent de Paul site for giving, and you can donate an amount. It's tax free. You'll get a receipt if you do it by the Facebook page. You'll get a receipt in your email if you leave your email of a tax deductible donation to the organization.
Okay, just go over the steps real quick on how to go online and make that donation.
Just
go
on to the Facebook page.
Facebook page.
Yep.
Just look up St. Vincent de Paul.
Yeah.
Facebook page. Okay.
Yeah, Calhoun County.
Calhoun County. All right. Yep.
And then look for our donation page.
Okay.
And just click on that. There's a link.
Now, are we talking Facebook page or are we talking web page?
This is a Facebook page.
Okay.
And it'll take a link to, we work through the PayPal Giving Fund, which is kind of a clearinghouse for a lot of charities.
Okay.
Okay. So it will go into that PayPal Giving Fund, which will then funnel its way back to our organization.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you're always looking for, if somebody has.
One last thing. We'll get that full amount. There is no charges of that process.
That's nice to know.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's good to know. Is there any drop-off areas for like clothing or anything? For the organization?
Yeah, our pantry on Tuesdays, we ask for good, clean clothes.
Uh-huh.
We really don't deal too well in furniture because we don't have the storage.
Right.
So you can also call the pantry and find out when someone's going to be there. But typically Tuesdays and Wednesdays all day, you can drop off anything.
And that's in Hardin?
It's in Hardin. Okay. Right on front. It's right across from Dollar General in Hardin. We have a big blue sign there that you can't miss.
Okay. All right. Good to know. And you'll take donations from anybody that wants to give.
That's right.
Absolutely.
All right.
And they can be assured that it's going to a well-deserved case.
Very good. Well, any other things you want to add to this?
Well, I will just close by saying last year we served 280 families. 579 people. There were 4,556 visits to our food and clothing pantry. And we gave away $225,000 worth of food, clothing, utilities, medical assistance, and all the above to the community in Calhoun County.
And you know what? That's pretty good for a bunch of retired guys.
A bunch
of retired guys from Calhoun County. That's pretty good. That's pretty good. All right. You hear that? November 1st. If you can't make the dinner, you can go on the Facebook page and donate to a very good cause over in Calhoun. Help some of these folks out.
Appreciate Thanks for helping it. Us out on this, Chris.
Yeah, thank you, Chris.
My
appreciate
pleasure.
You and the radio station.
All right. You guys take care. We'll see you out there.